Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for joining us again this Monday for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. I am so very pleased about this show and all the great guests that we've been able to have on the show each and every Monday. So for those of you who are just tuning in for the very first time, welcome to our show. Boots on the Ground is inspired by our organization, Walking Into a New Life. And Walking Into a New Life's mission is to stop domestic violence and help stabilize victims through a series of projects, programs, and initiatives that we host throughout the year. We are a nonprofit organization. We are tax deductible, so we do welcome any and all tangible donations. We host events throughout the year that we are so very proud of. Whether it's pampering support or being able to issue survivors with things like gas cards and having community service-oriented events that will keep the community engaged but also educated and help them to transition into action when it comes to issues related to domestic violence and sexual assault. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in with us this week. And just like every week, we are at no exception with the quality of guests that we have on our show. I am so very pleased and honored to be able to introduce to our listening audience today none other than Mashani Rice White Brown, who joins us all the way from Washington, D.C. So we're going to just jump right in and welcome Mashani Rice Brown to our show. So welcome, Mashani.
Oh, thank you so much. Hi, guys. Thank you for having me on. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, we know that this is the holiday season and that you have certainly been extremely busy with family, with friends, and doing the work. And that's what one of the things that I admire about you so much is that, you know, you don't rest, you don't sleep, you don't take the breaks necessarily because it's the holiday, because the issue that we're going to be talking about today is something that continues to go on, and it takes no breaks, it takes no holidays, doesn't sleep. And we're going to discuss today about molestation in children. And so Mashani comes to us from Washington, D.C. She's going to be talking to us about her book, which is called No More Secrets, How to Discuss Molestation with Your Children. Mashani is also a survivor and community leader, and she also has an organization called Don't Touch Me. So let's just jump right in. Want people to really get fully acclimated to who you are and what you do. So for the next few minutes, the floor is yours.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much. As you said, I am a molestation survivor. I was molested multiple times. From the time I was about 5 until I was 12, and I made some bad decisions. I did some self-destructive things, but it wasn't until my children came to me and confessed to me that they were molested by their father that I decided that I needed to do something. So in 2013, after my daughter graduated high school, I asked her for her permission to help other children so that they wouldn't be molested. I asked if I could share myself with the world, if she would share me, and her brother and her sister would share me with the world, and her response was absolutely. So I am extremely spiritual. I prayed. I asked God what to do, and Don't Touch Me was born. I was nervous. You know, it's not an area that people want to talk about. It's not something that, it wasn't fun and cute. It wasn't one of those businesses that, you know, people garnered all these followers and respect. It was a business that was necessary because as I did research, I learned that 1 out of 3 girls and 1 out of 5 boys would be molested by the time they were 18. So what I thought was just a situation that I was dealing with and that my children had dealt with, now in my mind, had become an epidemic. So I prayed about it, and I went forward. I tried to figure out what I could do to help people who have been molested, but then my focus shifted. And with, like I said, with the help of God, my focus shifted, and my focus became how to stop it. Because we have so many survivors, and no one was helping to stop it. No one was teaching people what to do to stop it. And I, in talking with people and the things that they experienced and the things that my children described to me, I just thought it was horrible that someone would have to go through something like that to survive. You know, I didn't think that children should be introduced to sex at 4 years old. I thought that children had the right to choose as young adults or as adults who, with whom, and when they wanted to have sex. So this thing that was in me that I thought was going to be, actually I thought was going to be within my church, within my community, became something that I wanted to be global, that it was necessary for our communities, it was necessary for our world, is that we stop molestation. I realized that the way to stop it is through education. I realized that people didn't even know what molestation was, so people really didn't know what it was that they were supposed to be preventing. People didn't know what it was that they're supposed to be warning their children against. People didn't know what it was that they were that was stripping young children of their youth, you know, causing low self-esteem, causing suicide attempts, causing promiscuity. You know, I felt that people didn't know the demon, the monster that was out there destroying our community. So Don't Touch Me was born.
Wow, just wow. I did not, I knew some of your story, but I didn't know it, obviously, in that detail, and that was one of the reasons that I really wanted you to be on this show. Thank you so much for being as transparent as you are and how that came about. One of the things that I wanted to touch on really quickly that you mentioned that I really appreciate is the fact that you're talking about how to stop it. I often speak in terms of the aftermath and people understanding what happens in abuse. Of course, my areas are domestic violence and sexual assault. But nonetheless, we spend a lot of time on talking about what has happened and not as much time on how to prevent it from happening again, how to educate people so that they'll know what to look for and how to keep this from becoming a generational cycle. So the fact that you are really focused on how to stop it, I think, is just phenomenal. It's something that I truly do applaud. So thank you for that.
Wow, thank you. It's true. It's, you know, those nights for me, listening to my children tell me what they went through, watching, you know, I have three children who were molested by their father, and I watched them almost self-destruct and trying to figure out how to rebuild these people, you know, how to make them productive citizens, how to put in them that they are beautiful and smart and worthy, made me realize that there's so much more work trying to fix them than it is trying to educate them. And so it became necessary for me. It became necessary that all parents, all adults, all people who have any type of interaction with children know, are armed with the tools necessary to doing some research for my book and doing just talking over the past few years, I ask people the same question. Have you talked to your children about molestation? They all say the same thing. Yes. And when I say, well, what did you say? When they tell me what they said, I go, not the right thing to do. That's what I did to my children. And so what we do is, out of our parental and, you know, mama bear-ish way, we say, you know, if anybody does anything to you, I would do this. But if anybody does anything to you, you just tell mommy, and mommy's going to do that. But we never stop to think about the fact that the person that we're threatening is oftentimes their father, their grandfather, their uncle, their favorite cousin, and that children are not going to tell you if they think you're going to hurt their favorite person in the world. They're not going to tell you if they think that you're going to hurt daddy. You know, they're not.
Absolutely.
And my children,
absolutely.
And so for me,
that is a great point. I've not considered it that way. So you are definitely educated. Please continue, but I just want to interject. That is an awesome point to make. Very good.
It's true. That came from my children. I would not even have known that. But it was when I sat and thought about it and said, but I talked to you guys, but I told you guys. And they said, but you said that you were going to do those things, and that was our daddy. So if you did that, then our daddy would be gone, and then our mommy would be in jail. And it was almost, not even almost, it was an awakening. those little people gave me an aha, and I realized that was the very wrong thing to do. You know, that I have now made them afraid. So they were afraid in their situations, and then they were afraid to tell me. And so, you know, after thinking about that, I thought the best thing that I can do is tell people, help people to learn from my mistakes, you know, that I made, and I'm not ashamed at all to admit it if it'll save children. I made some mistakes. I threatened, I had my hands on my hips, and I had the mean face on, and I frightened my children. I frightened them so much that they had to endure what I was most afraid of. And so that is the thing that I have thought out to do is to make sure that I help people not make those same mistakes. And then at the same time, I also missed some of the signs. So I've missed, once my children were being violated, I've missed some of the now obvious signs that would have allowed me to, you know, step in and say, is something wrong? You know, what's going on? And so in this journey, I'm also teaching people to look for those signs and be less judgmental when we notice those things on children and start to inquire, why is the seven-year-old being what they say in the South, quote-unquote, fast? You know, seven-year-old girls don't come out sexy. They don't know what being sexy is. So if you have a sexy seven-year-old, you better look for an adult who's having sex with her. Babies are not born sexy. So, you know, I also did that. I didn't know what the signs were. I've done it in other neighborhood children. I said, oh, my God, look at her. You can't be around her because she's too fast. Little did I know that same little girl was being molested by her uncle, and I could have helped, yet I was judgmental. So from this perspective, I've now decided that I would help people, help adults so that we could help our children.
Awesome. Just great points that you are giving us on this show. I'm so appreciative of you. For those of you who are just tuning in, I'm Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for tuning in for this week's broadcast of Boots on the Ground Blog Talk Radio. This is an extension of Walking Into a New Life, which is our nonprofit organization. And Walking Into a New Life's mission is to stop domestic violence and help stabilize victims through a series of projects, programs, and initiatives that we host throughout the year. And we have the privilege of having Ms. Mashondi Wright Brown on air with us this evening, talking about children and molestation. She's talking about her book, No More Secrets, How to Discuss Molestation with Your Children. And I will just say this really quickly, and I'm going to hand the mic back over to you. This is the holiday season, and I spoke on this last week in sharing that a lot of people have wondered why most of the broadcasts for this month have been centered around children and abuse and children and molestation. And I did that intentionally because around the holidays, especially Christmas, this is what children look forward to, so many of them do, most. And oftentimes, gifts are used as a manipulation tool to get children to do things and say things and perform in a way that is unbecoming and certainly just outright unlawful. And so I wanted to really talk about these issues this month in particular so that going forward, people would actually talk more with their children, pay attention to the signs, things that don't look right, don't sound right, if they're wet in the bed, if they're becoming withdrawn, if they're doing, as you said, being fast, what that means, and especially the point that you made about how we talk to our children. I think that's just phenomenal because we put a certain fear in them to share, and we're doing it unintentionally. So I really wanted you all to share each week this month so that we can work with our children so that they don't become adults who molest, that they don't become adults who victimize others or become victims themselves of abuse and rape. I just felt like it was really important to bring these points about in this month so that we can go into the new year being more equipped to be able to educate and inform our communities about what to do with our young people so that they don't become adults who are either victimized or become the abusers themselves.
Absolutely. So I want to take the time to thank you for that because I think that, you know, sometimes we forget our children in our own day-to-day, sometimes selfish ways we forget our children. And I usually post something on Facebook around the holidays because of that, because my children described to me a holiday situation that made me say, oh, my God. And I think I want to thank you for drawing attention to this ever so important topic at this time of the year, because, again, this is the easiest time for children to be forgotten. And
absolutely,
I wanted to thank you for that.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. And I, again, I just appreciate your candor and your transparency as we talk through this. I do want you to, number one, share a little bit about some of the things that your organization is doing, and then also how our listening audience can get in touch with you.
Okay. So the organization is my baby for obvious reasons. It's super important to me. And what we've done is, so far, for free of charge, I've gone out and done workshops for educators here in Prince. I live in Prince George's County, Maryland, and I've been privileged and had the honor of doing workshops for 100 or more members of school psychologists, psychiatrists, and counselors on how to identify and eradicate molestation. It's been wonderful because I didn't realize how much we don't know. So the organization, because of donations and the support of some wonderful people in the community, I've been able to go out free of charge and do those things. We also are, again, you know about, in the process of, the book is written, and the book will be released February of 2016, and with it, I'm working on a work to present to the school system, starting here in Prince George's County, and then pitching this proposal all over the country to teach sexual assault education starting at kindergarten. So age-appropriate ways to teach sexual assault and teach about molestation in the school system. So workshops for the adults, workshops, free workshops for parents, and then special classes for the children. So those are the things that we do. To raise awareness, I've done all kinds of things, but the biggest thing that we do to raise awareness is September of 2016, it's September 3rd, 2016, we're having our third annual 5K. It's on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., and we have the 5K to raise awareness. So that is it's my birthday month, and I've made my birthday, it's my birthday weekend, actually, and I've decided that for the rest of my life, I will spend my birthdays raising awareness for molestation. I will give of myself selflessly always for the rest of my life to raise awareness. So I didn't intend for it to be that way, but that's the way that it, you know, one day I said, why not? For my 40th birthday, I had my first one, and it felt good. It felt like that's what I was born to do, so I thought it was fitting that on my birthday I do what I was born to do. And so that's the biggest fundraiser that the organization has, and it's a great, great time. I love the 5K. I love planning for it. I love the stories. I get to, people come out, and they tell the story, and we stand in solidarity and raise awareness. I also have awareness wristbands that say don't touch me, just because people, when they read it, they say, what's don't touch me? It's always a conversation starter, and it allows me the opportunity to say, hey, this is what this is about. So
right.
That's what the organization, those are some of the things that we do. We also, I do offer support for survivors. I have so many survivor super friends that we obviously, because I'm a survivor, I do also offer services for survivors. I am writing a survivor's journal currently, and I've had the opportunity, the pleasure of coaching a few young people who had not told anyone about being molested out of their darkness and to onto a life of healthy living after sharing their stories of molestation and searching for healing. So that's what we do.
Oh, wow. Okay. And you are doing a lot. And as you said, those are just some of the things that you're doing and have coming up. So I'm excited, and my goal is to actually be able to attend some of the things that you're doing in 2016. So I am really looking forward to the opportunity to do that and be able to talk and share with you in person. So I want you to tell our listening audience how they can get in touch with you so they can stay connected with all of the wonderful things that you are doing.
Absolutely. You can find me on all social media at I Am Don't Touch Me. On Facebook, it's just Don't Touch Me. And you can find me on my website at www.donttouchme.org. There you will find out about upcoming events. If you want to donate or volunteer, that is the place that you can do that. So, again, that's www.donttouchme.org, and I would put you to work, anything from, you know, anybody who's a counselor, because we offer, you know, support to people who are survivors, any type, anybody who can help me with the race, which would be awesome, or if you just want to make a 25-cent donation because you believe in the cause, you can find the information there, and then the book, of course, will be for sale on the website as well once it's released. Pre-sale will be January, so I'm excited about that. And then the book will be on sale for sale February of 2016.
All right. I am just excited about this. I'm excited about the way that our last show for 2015 is coming to an end. We started out with a bang, and we're ending it on one, providing accurate, informative, engaging information, tangible resources. You have certainly delivered on all points. I would just like for you, for the next couple of minutes, since we are coming down to the close of the show, if you would please, just for the next couple of minutes, any last points of information that you would want our audience to hear as we close out.
Yes, absolutely. I believe that we, in this information age and this fast-paced, get-it-now-do-it-now space and age, we have forgotten our children, and I'm no different. I'm not leaving myself out. Imperative that we go back to making sure that we take care of our children, because they truly, it's not a cliche, not meaning to sound cliche, they truly are our future, and we're losing them. I think that we should take the time necessary to invest in ourselves, educate ourselves so that we can be whole and empowered and invest in our children. I think that molestation is as much of an epidemic as HIV, as breast cancer. As a matter of fact, it's worse of an epidemic because the statistics are far worse. 1 out of 3 little girls. And so I would hope that after tonight, you would want to know, what is it that I need to do? What more do I need to learn, and how can I help not only your child, but the child next door whose parents might not have the resources, or the child that you teach at school who may be afraid to tell their parents? You know, just become more educated and more concerned about the things that concern our children, and just help me, help us make a better community and a better world.
Wow. Thank you so very much, Nishandi. Genuinely appreciate you taking time out of your schedule, because I know that it is very busy, and I know people say that as cliche, but I know that yours is very busy. So thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule away from your family to be able to talk to the families around the world and be able to share information with them that can help them to be more informed, work with their children, and you know, those who may have children or work with children. They might not be your biological children, but they may be
right.
Some that are within your area of responsibility, or like you said, it may be a neighbor. So I hope that for everyone who has tuned in tonight, that you take this information and use it. Use it in your churches, your schools, your community, and ask the questions that need to be asked. Do connect with Nishandi and her organization. Again, her book is being published in February, but the organization has a website that's up right now called Don't Touch Me. All of her information will be on our Facebook fan page, which is Walking Into a New Life. So go there and pull it up. Go to her fan page, which is Don't Touch Me. We'll also share the information on our website. So again, Mashani, thank you so much for being on our show today. And all of your insights, they are appreciated.
Oh,
no, thank you.
We'll
be connecting again soon. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we'll be talking again soon. And I would love to have you come back on the show again in a few months, especially in April, because April is actually sexual molestation month for children. And so definitely would like to put you on for then to come back and talk with us some more and be able to talk about
absolutely.
The race and work and everything. All right, that's great.
Absolutely.
For you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm done.
Thank
Have
you.
A great night. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it and enjoy talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And for those of you that have tuned in with us every week, we thank you so much for being a part of our community. Boots on the Ground is something that I've really had a burning desire to do for a long time because I wanted to provide an opportunity for people to be able to share their voices about the issues that matter most to them, with a specific issue, emphasis on domestic violence and sexual assault, because that was my experience and sadly is the experience of so many in our community. So please, please, please go back and listen to this broadcast again. Listen to the replay of some of the other shows that have taken place throughout the year. Get the information that each of our guests have provided because they've all offered some very good, useful, tangible resources that are not time-stamped. So even if the show was hosted back in April, for instance, those same principles can be applied to today. Those same websites, that same information is available. So please do make a conscious effort and be intentional about going back, listening to some of those replays, and becoming involved in the activities that the different organizations provide. Walking Into a New Life is a nonprofit, and it is tax-deductible, so you can donate any amount. None is too great or too small, so don't feel that if it's only $2, you have no idea how far those $2 can go with helping a victim of abuse transition into a victorious state. So, again, go to our website, WIANL.org. Learn more about us. We are on all social sites, so please be sure to go to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. We're everywhere, and our goal is to help individuals transition from victim to victorious through the programs, initiatives that we host throughout the year. We do have a Men Against Domestic Violence arm as well. So, men, we are encouraging you to step up, join us in this fight to eradicate domestic violence and sexual assault. Thank you to each and every person who has supported Walking Into a New Life and supported me personally in my journey as I've transitioned from victim to survivor to now speaker, trainer, author, radio show host, and proud survivor of abuse. Thank you for your continued support. We look forward to having you join us in the new year. We have new shows, new guests, and certainly continuing on with our mission to educate and bring awareness and ultimate action to eradicate domestic violence and sexual assault. Thank you. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.